Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I'm your host, John Cena Evil. Let's get right down to it, starting with AEW Rampage. In the opener, Malakai Black defeated Christopher Daniels after heading the end. We have an International Championship Eliminator match as Roderick Strong defeated London Lightning here in his hometown of London, Ontario, who Strong even gave some mic time to get the crowd behind him, impressing Strong from London, but as Matt Taven and Mike Bennett were distracted him and the referee, Warlow appeared from the crowd and took out London with a clothesline, tossed him into the ring, right into the cloverleaf by Strong to get the submission win. Lexi Nair was with Layla Hirsch, who said that she's been on Ring of Honor way too long and put out an open house challenge to Julia Hart next week for the AEW TBS title on Rampage, which Hart later accepts. Serena Deeb defeated Trisha Dora by submission with a half Boston crab. Alex Marvez was backstage with Saraya, Harley Cameron, and Zack Knight, but Saraya called him Steven and kicked him out for wanting a closer look at Harley's breast. Saraya said Ruby Soho broke her heart. Knight said next week he will take everything from Angela Parker as we will finally get our match between Knight and Cool Hand Ange. And in the main event here, a Final Four elimination match as this was coming off the NCAA Final Four March Madness. Daniel Garcia defeated Brian Keith, Action Andretti, and Commander. Commander gets the first pin by rolling up Keith from a Hurricanrana to eliminate him. And then Andretti hit a torture rack into a cutter on Commander to eliminate him. And then this turned into a fun singles match until Garcia locked in a knee bar to submit Andretti. We go to TNA Impact from the 2300 Arena, the old ECW Arena. Starts with an old-school rules match here in the ECW spirit as Mustafa Ali defeated Rhino. Former Philadelphia Flyer Joe Watson was ringside as they were promoting his new book, Thundermouth, and they even had fun in this match using that book as a weapon, as well as a big cutout of Ali from the cover of PWI. Ali's security guards get involved until Ali dodges a gore from Rhino, who went crashing into a table in the corner as Ali gets the win. And then Jake Stepton comes out, destroyed the PWI cover, and kept attacking Ali until security, played by Jay Bougie of House of Glory, tried to stop him, but he ended up getting a powerbomb for his trouble. Gia Miller tried to interview Hammerstone, but about Josh Alexander, but Hammerstone says he will fight Alexander at Rebellion. Hammerstone then attacked this camera guy, who was right in front of him, by putting Alexander's headgear on him and putting him in the torture rack. The Rascals come out and talk down Philadelphia here at the 2300 Arena until Little Guido comes out and introduces the new FBI, which is himself, Ray Jazz, and Zach Clayton, formerly of AEW. Myra Reed comes out and helps the Rascals as Zachary Wentz hits a double stomp spinebuster on Jazz for Trey Miguel to get the quick win, so it looks like the Rascals might be expanding here. We see this well-produced video for Jonathan Gresham, who seems to be some part of some sort of like meeting, some sort of therapy-type meeting, and it looks like he'll be making his return soon as he has re-signed with TNA. Speedball Mountain and the System had a backstage argument that led to Moose vs. Trent Seven being made for next week. Frankie Kazarian defeated Chris Bay. The drama between Bay and Ace Austin continues as Kazarian had a chain, but when Austin took it away from him, the referee thinks Austin had it and ejects him. And during all this confusion, Kazarian takes out Bay with a low blow and the fade to black for the pin. Alicia Edwards interrupted Masha Slamovic backstage and said that Masha is getting a tag team title rematch, but mentioned that her partner Killer Kelly is now gone, so she would fill in her role, and told Masha to think about it. So it looks like Killer Kelly's time in TNA might be coming to an end. Ash by Elegance in her fourth match here in TNA defeated Zaya Brookside. Brookside had this match pretty much won until the referee got distracted and George Iceman tossed champagne into Zaya's eyes as Ash rolled her up for the win. Ace Austin backstage apologized to Chris Bay, but told him that maybe the single stuff isn't a good idea and they should focus on the tag titles. Bay seems to get a little offended, but before he could say anything else, the First Class interrupt them, AJ Francis and Rich Swann, which sets up a tag team match between these two teams. In the main event, promoted as a generational clash, Nick Nemeth versus Alex Shelley. They treated this match as a big deal throughout the show. They had comments from the members of the roster talking about the significance of this match and what it means for them. A really good match here, as expected from these two veterans. Definitely check this one out. It ends with Nemeth bouncing off the ropes from a super kick, but hitting the danger zone on the rebound to get the hard-fought victory over Shelley. TNA Explosion on the Around the Ring. Gia Miller was with Chris Sabin, who talked about his band and music career, where he played the bass guitar. Alex Shelley's a singer in this band. I think Petey Williams is in it as well, so definitely want to check out some of their music. And the one match on here is definitely one to look out for. Kushida versus Mike Bailey and Ace Austin in a very good triple threat that ended with Kushida trapping Austin in a hoverboard lock as Speedball was a little too late to break it to submission, and Ace Austin taps out. ROH on Honor Club starts with a Proven Ground match for the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships as Matt Taven and Mike Bennett of the Undisputed Kingdom and the Infantry went to a 10-minute time limit draw, so we finally have a match that goes the Proven Ground regulations here, I guess you can say. So because of that, they got their title shot at the Supercard of Honor. Anna Jay defeated Nikita pretty quickly and easily with the gory special. Lee Johnson defeated Nick Camarado. Jacoby Watts came out during this match to watch Camarado as Johnson hit a frog splash to keep his winning streak going into the match he had with Kyle Fletcher at Supercard. Nyla Rose defeated Alexia and Nicole very quickly with a torture rack into a cutter. Then Jacoby Watts bumps into Camarado backstage and asks him to join him, so Camarado shakes his hand as it looks like he has some sort of relationship with Watts now. Evil Uno defeated London Lightning after hitting something evil, but another good showing from London's own Lightning. We had a contract signing in the ring for Athena, Hikaru Shida match for Supercard, but since Billy Starks is in the ring with Athena, Queen Aminata comes out as well. This gets heated as all four of these women start fighting with each other ahead of their matches, ending with Shida putting Athena through a table. Lexi Nair had a sit down with Mark Briscoe and Eddie Kingston ahead of their match. They got a little bit emotional here as they both talked about Jay Briscoe and the reasoning for this match. And in the main event, Top Flight in action, Andretti defeated Christopher Daniels, Matt Sydal, and Jack Cartwheel. Fast action throughout as Andretti hit a springboard 450 on Cartwheel for the pin. I actually would love to see a one-on-one match between Andretti and Cartwheel. I think that would be like the Spider-Man meme where they're pointing at each other, honestly. They're both very similar in their styles and their looks. We go to Women of Wrestling Superheroes as Reina Del Rey defeated Princess Austin with the help from Adriana Gambino on the outside and hit in the spitting neckbreaker off the ropes for the pin. The Mighty Mites defeated Gigi Gianni and Little J Boogie of the Brat Pack after Spice hit Little J Boogie after hitting a slingshot cold breaker and a senton. Miami Sweet Heat defeated the debuting Dojo Defenders, who are Terra Strike, who's played by indie wrestler Tootie Lynn, who I've seen a bunch in AEW as well as NWA, and Kara Kai, who is indie wrestler Aurora Tevez from the Toronto area. The Carlsons get the pin on Kai after hitting the Fab Jab. And in the main event, the Island Dynasty reuniting here. Tiki Chamorro and the Tonga Twins defeated Tormenta and Las Banditas of El Clan Latino very easily and pretty quick after hitting the Tonga Twist on Angel Rose for the pin. Shout out to the Tonga Twins that I bumped into at the Extreme Tribute Show over Philadelphia weekend. Very cool girls. We go to NWA Power. We have the NWA World Junior Heavyweight Championship match here as Joe Alonso defeated Colby Carino to become the new champion after low-blowing Carino when the referee was distracted and hitting the stroke to get the pin and become champion. La Rosa Negra and Ruthie J defeated Tiffany Nieves and Reka Tahaka. This is Rosa's first match in almost a year as she was involved in a car accident last year in Puerto Rico that broke her hip. And Tahaka is the former Leia McCullough from Women of Wrestling, making her NWA debut. Definitely see a bright future for her. Rosa hit the cookie splash on Taka, who was almost at the other side of the ring to get the pin here. Slade defeated Magic Jake Dumas with an Avalanche Samoan drop and distraction help from Rolando Freeman, who was on the outside stealing Dumas' hat and kind of running around. And in the main event here for the NWA World Women's Tag Team Championship, a 2-out-of-3 falls match, the King Bees defended against Ella Envy and Kylie Page are pretty empowered. As soon as the match starts, within 20 seconds, Danny B rolls up Envy for the first pin, and then Kylie Page comes back with a fall-away dropkick to Danny in the corner for the second fall, and the third and final fall was Charity King, catching Envy right into the King's Kiss to get the win. We go to NXT Level Up. Dante Chen defeated Drake Moreau after hitting the gentle touch, as Chen had a lot of hype behind him from the crowd for this match. Tatum Paxley defeated Brinley Reese after hitting the cycle trap. And in the main event, OTM Out the Mud defeated Tyreek Igwe, Tyson DuPont, and Javon Evans. This match happened because early today, Evans got surrounded by OTM in the back before DuPont and Igwe came in for backup. And with some distraction from Jada Parker on the outside, Bronco Nima and Lucian Price hit their finisher called Paid in Full on Igwe as Nima gets the pin for the win. On WWE main event, Chelsea Green defeated Natalya by holding the tights in a back-and-forth roll-up at the end, and Jinder Mahal defeated Akira Tozawa after hitting the Coloss. On the second episode of WWE Speed, JD McDonagh defeated Axiom in a first-round match after hitting a headbutt and falling on Axiom for the pin. Nice touch here, I didn't notice the first week. They have this countdown clock because the match is 3 minutes, and it starts at green, and then once it hits the one-minute mark, it changes to red here. McDonagh will go on to face Ricochet in the semifinals, and next week we'll see Johnny Gargano versus Angel, and the winner of that will face Bronson in the semifinals as well. I've definitely been enjoying Speed. Obviously, it doesn't take too much time for me to watch and cover on this show. Speaking of coverage, if you want some of my WrestleMania week coverage, I do have shows on a Post Wrestling Cafe where I discuss DDT, Bloodsport, House of Glory, Wrestling Revolver, and much more there from me and the rest of the team on Poison Rana and Post Wrestling. Excellent coverage all throughout the week. So check that out if you haven't already, and make sure you check me out next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.